This is WBAA Classical. I'm Greg Kostrava. Clayton Lane directs the Lafayette Chamber Singers in their fall concert, Moderns and Others. It takes place Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Unitarian Universalist Church in West Lafayette. Clayton's in to talk about the program. Welcome. Good to have you back.
Delighted to be here.
Let's talk about what I find so intriguing about this program is that you have works by several local composers interspersed with other modern 20th century composers.
We're very lucky in having a number of very talented composers in the community. The idea came up to focus and ultimately record some of their works. And there are three composers that we're focused on this concert: Bradley Bodine, Alan McCullough, and Rick Thomas. Their pieces form the basic part of the program. And what went through my mind in forming the program was that we think about creativity, but we often overlook or underlook the amount of creativity we have right around us. And so the point of this is to show us the talent we have right here that we can avail ourselves of. And so we're doing three pieces, one sacred, two secular, on them. And then to fill out the program, I thought what would be orally and intellectually interesting would be to surround them by works of major choral composers since the early 20th century to the present. And so we also have works by Benjamin Britten, by two very highly regarded choral composers right now. They're stars of the choral circuit, and that's Xavier Busto, a Basque composer, and Eric Whittaker, an American choral composer. And you never go to a choral conference or a choral festival without hearing one to four or five of their pieces. So these are absolutely at the top of the choral market at the moment. And then figures like Paul Hindemith, a famous set of choral songs by him, a piece by Gerald Finzi, and you get to hear the tremendous creative variety of our time.
How did you pick these particular local composers? Did you know them beforehand and say, hey, would you write us a piece? We're thinking about this project. Or was there some other process involved?
There was a process through a grant, and two of them approached me about it and wondered if we would be interested, and I was. I've always been a big fan of 20th century, 21st century music now, I think. It takes a while for us to get used to modern music, and everything was in that situation once, and so I'd like to perform it to start preparing the ear for the future. And because of the grant, four of the local composers ultimately combined with us for this project, and each of the pieces by them will be recorded.
Xavier Busto, as you mentioned, who's become a real big name in choral circles, his Ave Maria starts out your program.
Basically, what was in my mind for the beginning is to try to give a minor indication of how each community is full of creative people who are constantly searching for an appropriate musical expression to get at things that matter to us as humans. So I'm beginning with the religiously sacred and holy, and the Busto Ave Maria and then Bradley Bodine's Salve Regina are one illustration of creativity, and that one of the ways that works is people go back to ancient texts, especially in religious music, ancient texts, and they try to find yet another newer, equally delightful and beautiful way of talking about these masterpieces, but making them new again so they don't remain petrified. And then one of the great monuments of 20th century choral music is Hindemith's set on poems by Rilke. And they're a set that has to do with being human, the meaning of art, our relationship to nature, and what does it all mean? Can we accommodate ourselves to that? So it's a great, both musical, poetic, and almost philosophical set of pieces that are famous. As people will tell you, that should be part of every choir's repertoire. And we're singing them in the original French. Annabelle Lee is working on a text from the past, but in the secular realm. And that's Rick Thomas taking an Edgar Allan Poe poem about young tragic love and finding a way to deal with that partly by adding electronic resources and things like that. It's quite interesting. After the intermission, then we go into poems that deal with fragile beauty, loss, the relationship of memory to loss, and how sometimes we find a pathway to rejoice out of that. And so Alan McCullough's piece in that particular unit has to do with the loss of his stepfather, a very quite moving, eloquent piece. Then the final section deals with ecstasy and joy. And the Eric Whittaker piece, Saint-Chapelle, was commissioned by the Talus Scholars for their 40th anniversary. The poem is Latin because the 16 sing so much Latin work, and then he wanted to do a piece that appropriated some of the modes that they're used to, medieval polyphony, chant, and then put a modern element in it into a deft use of cluster harmonies. The story is of a young girl wandering through one of the most famous churches in Paris, the Sainte-Chapelle, the royal chapel. And then we end with just an absolutely glorious piece by Gerald Finzi about secular joy, the joy of finding someone you truly love and the emotions that burst through you as a result. These are real human experiences. This is not academic music in that sense. These are really trying to communicate something about who we are, what our desires are, needs.
Within a century, you get the widest range of moods and characters possible. You're remarkable about that, actually.
Thank you. Isn't that one of our greatest strengths as humans, our desire to create? And that's part of what this is about. And it's not something that is limited to the past. It's right here, right now. And that's what our wonderful local composers are exemplars of. But as part of a long tradition of us needing to create and to say something useful about who we are, why we are.
Another thoughtful, beautiful program coming up Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Church in West Lafayette. It's called Moderns and Others. Clayton Lean directing the Lafayette Chamber Singers. Clayton, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me here.
Ticket information is available at LafayetteChamberSingers.org. They'll also be available at the door. For WBAA, I'm Greg Kostraba.